Welcome to the loving kindness meditation. Find a position that is a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down. And taking a moment to welcome yourself into this moment, this space. And even as we're beginning, just acknowledging the active choice of taking this time out of all your daily busyness, what the mind says it could, would, should be doing, to engage in this practice for your own health and well-being. This in itself is an act of self-love, and so just taking a moment to acknowledge yourself for taking this time. And so beginning to become aware of this body here, noticing the positioning of the body, whether it's sitting or lying down, and also getting a sense of where you're starting this moment from. Every moment is a fresh moment, so noticing how the body is feeling in this moment, if there's any tension or tightness anywhere. And if there is, just seeing if you can allow that to soften or giving yourself a gentle rub wherever that tension might be. Already inclining towards a sense of being kind to yourself. And also sensing into where you're starting from emotionally in this moment. Is there any sense of stress or irritation or annoyance or frustration, or maybe is a sense of calm, or perhaps a neutral feeling? Just seeing if you can sense into this emotional life in this moment, and perhaps how it's experienced in the body. And also being aware if the mind seems distracted or cluttered with other things, or if it seems able just to be here. And either way is okay. We're just sensing into the state of mind in this moment. And as we're doing this, the body is simply naturally breathing itself. So breathing in and just knowing that you're breathing in. If it helps with focus, saying to yourself in. And breathing out and just knowing that you're breathing out as it's happening, breath by breath. And we can even take a moment to be curious about where we notice the breath most prominently. If it's in the belly or the chest or the nose or nostrils, or maybe it's a whole body sensation. Just resting awareness on the breath for just a few moments, allowing life to be this simple, literally taking life one breath at a time. And at times, there may be many distractions in the background. And if it's a sound, you simply bring your awareness to it and just notice hearing. Very gently guiding attention back to wherever we are in this practice. If it's a thought, just noticing that you're thinking. And gently guiding awareness back to wherever we are in this practice, in this case, the breath. Breathing in and breathing out, literally taking life one breath at a time. And now in this moment of awareness, making the choice to expand attention from the breath now throughout this entire body. Feeling this body from the inside out, and simply being aware of sensations. Sensations in the body at any moment may vary from warmth to coolness, wetness, dryness, achiness, itchiness, tension, tightness, pressure, pulsing, or at times there's no sensation in certain areas. So feeling the entirety of the body and simply being aware of the field of sensations appearing, disappearing, shifting and changing, feeling into this life just as it is. And finally, here's a moment in the day where there's nowhere to go, nothing to do, no problems to solve. Just being here, connecting, becoming intimate and curious with this body. Sensations arising, passing away, just feelings. And now, beginning to localize awareness now on your heart. Breathing in, expanding the breath into the heart, breathing out, just letting be. And perhaps if it feels right for you, placing one hand or both hands on the heart, allowing yourself to experiment with this. Sensing that gentle touch, or perhaps one hand on the heart and one hand on the abdomen. Sensing into that caring, loving connection as we lay awareness just on this heart area. And as you're doing this, bringing to mind a person or maybe a recent memory or a place, that when you're with that person or in that place or when you think of that memory, it simply makes you smile. There's a feeling of ease that's there. Something feels free. And if this is difficult to think of, just seeing if you can let go of trying to think of it and just seeing if something comes up for you. This could be an animal, a cat or dog as well. And getting in touch with that recent memory or that place, just noticing the feeling that arises in the mind, in the heart, perhaps all over the body. It's a feeling of lightness or expansion. Maybe you notice a slight smile across your face, imagining that smile in your heart. from this place that you're in right now, from this space of caring, loving, this place of kindness, imagining someone who you do care about. Maybe it's the person you're already thinking of. Or maybe it's an animal. Imagining somebody that's perhaps easy to care about. Someone who you do hold in your heart. And now imagining this person or animal sitting right in front of you, looking into your eyes. And as you're looking into your eyes and connecting with your heart, expressing to them in your own mind, and may you be happy, seeing if you can get in touch with the intention of really meaning this. May you be happy. May you be healthy in body and mind. Allowing the words to resonate within, may you be happy. May you be healthy in body and mind. And expanding this a little bit more, may you feel safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you feel safe and protected from both inner and outer harm. May you be at peace. Allowing these words to resonate, to circulate. May you be happy. May you be healthy in body and mind. May you feel safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be at peace. Settling into the energy behind these words as you convey them to the person or animal that you care so deeply about. Perhaps as you in your mind give that person a hug or wish them well as they're on their way, turning attention now towards yourself. And with the same sense of intention and heartfulness as you gave to the person you cared about or the animal, you turn it to yourself saying, may I be happy. Opening the heart to yourself, may I be truly happy. May I feel safe and protected from both inner and outer harm. Allowing these words to settle into your own heart for yourself. May I be happy. May I feel safe and protected from both inner and outer harm. May I be healthy in body and mind. Breathing in, opening to the feelings of happiness, health, safety. Breathing out, letting it be. May I be at peace. Bringing in this sense of happiness, health, safety, peace, opening our hearts to ourselves, to the sense of loving kindness. Now expanding from ourselves to consider those in our lives who we might consider to be teachers or benefactors, those who have taught us something, those people who are involved in getting us to where we are today. Perhaps choosing one. This could be a current teacher, or maybe it was a parent or a role model. It could have even been somebody you didn't know, but you know their words or work intimately. And now picturing them in your mind's eye, looking at you, may you be happy. And may you be healthy in body and mind. Breathing in, opening our hearts to them. Breathing out, may you feel safe and protected from both inner and outer harm. May you be at peace. Now expanding out from them, that person, whoever that might have been, to include someone in your life who is just neutral. It's an acquaintance. This is a person who you don't really know, but you've seen before. Maybe a person at the checkout line of the grocery store, or someone you've seen around town. Maybe someone at your work or in your school. Allowing them to settle into your mind, that person, as choosing one. And looking into their eyes and your mind, may you be happy. May you experience well-being in this life. May you be healthy in body and mind, experiencing the vitality that's here. May you feel safe and protected from both inner and outer harm. Seeing if you can get in touch with the same sense of heartfulness that you had for the person you deeply cared about. And may you be at peace, experiencing that deep sense of peacefulness and contentment that comes with all of these things, feeling happy, feeling safe. And now expanding out from there, from this neutral person, to now include somebody who is a difficult person in your life, perhaps not the most difficult person, but someone who triggers you in some way or challenges you. Someone who maybe you hold resentments or grudges for. Dropping back down into your heart in the same way that you did for the person you deeply cared for. Perhaps for others in this practice. And looking into this person's eyes. May you be happy. May you be healthy in body and mind. Allowing these words to circulate in your heart, conveying them as authentically as you can. Knowing that any resentments or grudges that you hold towards this person only serves to poison your heart. Seeing if you can let them be and wish this for this person. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you feel safe and protected from both inner and outer harm. knowing the people out there who do hurt us, knowingly or unknowingly, at times do it out of their own pain, out of their own sense of insecurity. May we wish for them to awaken, to feel safe, to be happy, to be healthy, and also to be at peace. And now expanding out from this difficult person. Now consider somebody in your life, or this could even be a group of people, who is currently suffering physically or mentally. Someone who's experiencing pain. And picturing them now sitting in front of you, looking into your eyes, looking into their eyes, seeing their pain. And with this inclination to want to support them in only the way we have when we're experiencing compassion, saying to them, may you be truly happy. And may you be healthy in body and mind. This is not an affirmation telling them they are healthy. This is your inclination. Your caring, your support. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you feel safe and protected from both inner and outer harm. Dropping down, connecting into your heart. And may you be at peace. May you experience that deep stillness, contentment, and peace. That's there underneath the suffering. Uncovering it. May you learn to love yourself exactly as you are. And breathing in. And breathing out. And expanding out. From all of these people that you've spent these moments with in this practice, to all people near and far, within your city, within your country, across the globe, all people right now awake or sleeping, people who are content and those who are struggling, whether they're in war zone places or places of oppression, or whether people are prospering, all people without exception, may we all be happy. May we all be healthy in body and mind. May all people, may we all feel safe and protected from both inner and outer harm. May we all be at peace within ourselves and with one another. Breathing in, breathing out, feeling the qualities of loving kindness within, allowing it to fill your being. Every cell, molecule, and atom. Feeling this love and extending it above and below you, all around in all directions, everywhere throughout the universe. May all beings without exception be happy. Feel safe and protected from both inner and outer harm. Be healthy in body and mind. and be at peace. And sensing into the experience that's here, whatever it is. Allowing it to fill the awareness that's here. As we very gently and intentionally now narrow the focus back onto the breath. Breathing in, feeling the whole body slightly expand. Breathing out, feeling the whole body slightly contract. Sensing into the experience of feeling connected and whole. And as we bring this practice to a close, ending in the same way that we began, which is acknowledging the active choice of taking this time, acknowledging yourself for taking this time, for your own health and well-being.